Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. Hope you're having an amazing day. And if you're not, like I always say, make sure that you're taking care of yourself and take it easy. Remember that not everything lasts forever. I wanted to speak today about whatever comes to mind and heart, really. I just want to speak from the heart and from whatever I feel, I would say. I would touch base on how I felt mentally this year. We're already in August. It was a tough year mentally to like ground myself compared to last year. Not that like I haven't had worse years, I have for sure, but I feel like this year was a little different from last year. I felt like I was more grounded last year, and this year I've had to like keep grounding myself each single time. Like, it's like healing. It is healing. So healing is really not linear, and I know that for a fact, but I thought like maybe when I felt like, okay, I'm on top of the world, like I would stay up there, but you don't. It's just like you're kind of on a roller coaster and you're constantly trying to heal things that pop up. Like you might think that you're like, oh, I'm through with this, and then if something happens and then you're triggered and then you're like, damn, I'm not actually healed from this. So I think that's like very important to understand, that just because you feel like you're healed from something doesn't mean that it might not pop back up and then you're gonna feel like crap again. Like, most likely you will, especially because as humans we're constantly having different human interactions, and maybe some human interactions, like newer ones, might remind you of old ones, and that can trigger you and kind of throw you in a spiral. So I think that's something important to like look for. I like started the year, well, before the year started, you know, back in December when it was like New Year's Eve or whatever, you know, I was like, you know, this is gonna be a good year, everything's gonna go great. And I'm not saying that it's not, because I like to focus on the positive for sure. Like, there has been some great amazing experience that I've had this year, you know, I've had amazing people in my life, so it's not that like I haven't had a good time, but I say like just with myself it has been hard to be able to like continue to ground myself and like show up for myself the way that I should, because a lot of times I lose myself into people, and like, I just feel like I give so much of myself that it almost like drains me, and then I just don't feel okay. So honestly, the last couple of months, what I've been trying to master is like the law of detachment. I just like don't want to be emotionally attached to anybody, anything. And it's not like, I'm not saying it in like a bad way, because I know that sounds like, oh, like you want to be cold. Like, that's not what I'm saying at all. Like, I am still very loving and I still want to give that to people, but I just don't want to be like attached to anybody. Like, if someone decides to walk out of my life, then I want to be like understanding of that and just be okay with it. Just like, okay, like, you know, everybody has a moment in your life, everything has a moment in your life. I never want to feel like, oh no, I'm gonna lose myself because of this situation. And that's what I've been trying to really work on. I just don't have the energy to give more of myself than I should, because I tend to just give way too much and then I'm lost and I just don't feel like me. And so in the last couple of like months, I've been really trying to get that together, really. Like, I just don't have the time for it. I'm gonna start my second year of dental hygiene, which is my last year of this, and I just really want to be mentally okay for this. I want to be ready for it. I just want to have like all my focus on that and nothing else. And so I've been able to, you know, I think that, like I said in previous episodes, the way that you like for example, if I'm trying to master the law of detachment, like I just don't want to be emotionally attached to anything or anybody, you just kind of have to make sure that when let's say something happens and your normal reaction would be like your normal one, like maybe like you get anxious or like you feel like crying or you feel like freaking out or like things like that, that's going to be your normal reaction. you have to, number one, accept that, like, this is really how I feel, and not kind of gaslight yourself and tell yourself, like, I don't care, because that's not realistic. So you gotta probably, like, tell yourself, I do care, the situation does matter, but this is how I really want to feel about this. Like, I want to feel calm about it. I don't want to really, I want to say care about it in that sense of, like, oh no, I just don't care, like, I'm cold, like, whatever. It's like, it's more of a care, like, so it doesn't affect you and doesn't hurt you. So it's kind of like you're gently just, like, not caring, like, hey, like, you know, love this person or whatever the situation may be, like, it's okay, but, like, I just don't really want to give my energy out to that. And it's kind of like a constant, like, reassuring yourself that, hey, I do care about this, this does matter to me, but I'm not going to let it take over me and my body and my mind, because I come first. So, like, you always have to remember that you come first and that you're important. Like, you genuinely matter, and you cannot show up for anybody else if you're not showing up for yourself first. So a lot of times we as humans get upset with other people because they're not meeting us where we want them to meet us. But I just say, like, that's, like, okay, because everybody's going through their own thing. Everybody is trying to figure it out. And just know, like, how people treat you is not a reflection of you, but of themselves. So if they're not, like, being a great person to you, like, don't quickly try to, I know, like, the first thing as humans we think, what is wrong with me, but try to, like, stay away from that. And kind of, like, let's say if you do think that thought, because most likely you're going to, like, I'm saying, you're going to think these thoughts. You're going to think, oh my god, I'm going to freak out because I don't like the situation. Oh my god, what is wrong with me? I'm not worth it. All of these bad things that your brain somehow, like, just likes to say. It's okay to feel them. Like, don't disregard them and be like, oh no, I don't feel like that. You do, and that's okay. The most important part is what you're going to do next after you think those thoughts. So, like, if you think, I'm not worth it, why is this person treating me like this, I don't deserve this, like, you're right, you don't deserve it. You are worth it, though. You matter, and you are enough. The way people treat you is not about you, but it's about them. It's about how they feel, and they can't meet you at any higher level than they have met themselves. That's just pretty much the end of it, because you just don't want to sit there and break your head over something or somebody that just cannot meet you the way that you want them to. You can't make anybody do anything that they don't want to. If people want to do something, they're going to do it. If, like, they feel it from their heart, they feel it from themselves, best believe they're gonna do it, and you're going to see the efforts. And if they don't, then, like, you don't stress about it. You kind of just let it go and just let it be, honestly. With the more that we give these things that don't really matter the energy and the time of day, they become, like, a bigger problem. And it's just, like, annoying. I remember talking to a friend, and she said something really, like, a really good point. She told me, you know, if you give something attention, then that's going to be your main focus. Like, yes, somebody can be in your life, something can be in your life, things can play a role in your life. If you're giving that certain thing or that certain person the energy, like, all the time, and your focus is on them, then obviously that's what your life is going to be made out of. But something or a person, whatever it is, can still be in your life, but that doesn't mean that they have to be the center of your focus. You can literally shift your focus to something else. For example, like, for me, like, let's say I'm, like, focused on a certain thing or a certain person, and I don't want to focus on that anymore. Like, it's not that I don't care, it's just, like, it's draining me. So I'm going to shift my focus to something that actually, like, feels good to me. So I will shift my focus to working out, for example, or I will shift my focus to focusing on school. It's everything is really about how you perceive things and where your focus is. And that, I feel like that's a great point. So if you feel like you're stuck and you feel like something's really draining you and bringing you down, shift your focus. Make sure that you understand whatever that is, you can shift the focus and not give it so much importance. Because if you don't give it importance, then it's not going to really affect you. It's when we give and give and give and give, that's when we start draining ourselves, because it's like you're giving so much when you shouldn't. there's always a balance. And if you don't have a balance, then that's when things start going wrong. So I think the best thing is to shift your focus and find things that you love to do. Find hobbies. Since last year, I literally found so many hobbies because I just wanted to be out there. Like, I wanted to heal my soul. And I want to heal my mind and my heart. And honestly, if you just start looking for things that you like to do, like even little things, like I love to take photos of things. So I have a camera, so that's something I would do. Or go to the beach, go for a walk, really anything. But yeah, that's like all I have to say today. I feel like this was a great podcast. You know, shift your focus, people.